Hello and welcome to the Newsday Sports Podcast with myself, Daniel Angus, Josh Donnelly and Alex Dingwall.
Hello. Today we're going to be covering the results from Edinburgh teams from this weekend, Hearts' run up to the Scottish Cup on Sunday and Stanhouse Muir's first trophy after winning the Cinch League 2. We're also going to be covering the women's football results from Edinburgh Derby and the rugby results from Edinburgh City game.
So I guess first off we'll jump in with the Hearts result.
I mean, I was there. I was very hungover and I was planning on leaving at halftime after we conceded the first two.
Yeah.
But after a few minutes even, we picked up decent form with Grant's first goal, followed by Oda's and Devlin's. What I liked about that was Shankland wasn't really involved in the first three goals, which might not seem like a good thing, but with him potentially leaving in summer, gives me a bit of hope.
I think that's been one of your main problems this season, is without Shankland, you can see the football really suffer.
Yeah, but I mean, he wasn't playing against St Mirren on last Saturday, and I think Josh could tell you as we managed to win that game.
Yeah, I watched that game last weekend, and I seen that Shankland wasn't playing, and I thought, oh, we've got every chance here now. But Hearts showed a bit of quality, and I guess showed why they're third, because they completely blew us away in the first 60 minutes of the game.
I mean, I'll take that.
I think looking at Livingston as well, yes, it's got to be curtains for them, isn't it? They're surely down this season.
I mean, yeah, they've been the most relegated team I've ever seen. I'm looking forward to them being out of the league, to be honest. I'm not a fan of plastic pitches. I'm not a fan of David Martindale. I'm not a fan of the anti-football they play.
Yeah, they've not been a great watch this season, it's fair to say.
I mean, Hearts-Livingston game earlier on in the season that you went to.
Yeah.
By the end, they were playing six at the back.
It wasn't a great watch. I think Yenge obviously sent off at 58 minutes against Hearts. That's one of their big players out for the next game. I don't see them picking up many more points for the rest of the season.
And especially with teams like Hibs and Aberdeen in the bottom half of the split.
Yeah.
I can see them really struggling to get any sort of points in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What do you think now, Alex? Are you pretty confident of third place?
I've been confident of third place all season. I'm not sure if the rest of the teams are just rubbish at the moment, or if we're exceptionally good, but I'll take it. Big European tour coming up this summer.
Do you think you'll get through the first qualifier? Do you think it'll be Europa League or Conference League?
I'd honestly prefer Conference League.
Yeah.
Because I'd maybe get to see us win a game.
That's terrible. You should be aiming as high as you can. And plus, how did it go the last time you were in the Conference League as well?
We beat Riga.
Oh, you beat Riga.
The Hibs result. A big, big blow for Hibs.
A very hilarious blow for Hibs, you're right.
Aye. That's bottom half of the split for the following games of the season.
It's just proper Hibs all over the back, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they've Hibs'd it once again.
They were looking well. They were looking well in control in that game. I only caught the highlights as well, but
I'd go as far to say they were unlucky.
Aye.
Very, very, very unlucky.
Well, 94th minute to concede. Well, threw themselves all over the floor.
But I don't think, hot take of the day, I don't think Montgomery's a particularly bad manager.
Yeah,
no. I just don't think they've got the quality at the moment. And maybe after a season or two, well, not having given a season, but a few transfer windows to rebuild a squad.
I think Montgomery comes across as a good manager, and I think he speaks well.
I think
about
he's very
the team.
Intelligent.
Yeah. I think so. And he's got, you know, I was looking into him. He played 300 odd games for Sheffield United, like as defensive mid. You know, he'll know it's football. I think he can get Hibs playing well, but they're just very inconsistent this season. And
a few of our bigger signings, like Dylan Livett on 5.5 grand a week, I think it is, just failing to perform.
Yeah,
it's been a poor season for them, but I can't see them turning it around next year and maybe getting fourth or fifth.
Well, I could see that as well, but certainly for this season, I don't think there'd be any Hibs fans out there that would say that they deserve to be in the top six.
No.
It's, football's been so bad. I mean, St Mirren took 7 points out of nine off them. You beat them 3-0 away, things like that. It's just, it can't happen at home to your rivals in the top six.
No. And I think a lot of the players, I've seen Hibs fans all over Twitter calling for a full team to be rebuilt.
Yeah, they like to do that, don't they?
But with that, with the American money coming in from Bournemouth, a season to rebuild.
Yeah.
Who knows what could happen.
Yeah. Just moving back to Hearts briefly, this Sunday, Rangers in the semi-final.
Not I don't want to say I'm confident, but after Rangers losing a massive, massive loss to County.
Huge loss, yeah.
For a team of that stature to have not performed their last couple of games.
Yeah.
And for Hearts to be in decent form at the moment. Only problem is we... I don't think I've ever seen Hearts beat Rangers in person.
He's like to roll over to Rangers.
I wouldn't say that.
The results would definitely say that. This is the most 4-0 Rangers game against Hearts I've ever seen in my life.
Form flies out the window for us when we play a team like Rangers.
Yeah. I would clearly.
Aye. I think don't know what you're trying to insinuate here, Josh.
I think it's difficult because it was, like we said, it was a huge win for Ross County on Sunday, and I think the first time they've ever beat Rangers in their history. So a massive game for them. And if this will either make Rangers really want to turn up on Sunday and fix it, or they could actually have taken quite a knock from it and you might turn
I'm worried they'll feel like they've got something to prove now. Race has been...
It's always the danger.
Taking a big hit. Getting a trophy out of this season would be Clement's goal. And I just hope we can turn up on Sunday, really. But with us on good form, and we're going to sell the rest of the tickets. Big Hearts Foundation have done a fundraiser to give the tickets to poorer families who wouldn't always have access to a semi-final ticket. I think a full stadium, a full stand, 50-50 split that we managed to get. I can see if the fans get behind the team and the team turns up, we could win this.
You never know. Just moving locally now as well, we just wanted to touch on Stenhouse Muir winning their first ever trophy in the
a
league.
Huge season for them, and one that not many people saw coming. Mm. I do think that's such a big win for them, and playing in League One next season.
Yeah, that's massive. First time since 2019 they'll be in League One, so it's really huge for the club. It's big for the community, and they thoroughly deserved it this season, winning it the 6th of April they won the league title. So before the season's even done, it's always impressive when that happens.
There were stretches ahead even at Christmas time. They were on a crazy run of form, I think, November through to January. And a wee shout out to Angus as well from the
Angus,
course. He's the social
friend.
Media.
Our good friend.
There. So he was loving it at the weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
Good for them. No, they deserve all the celebrations. It's a big achievement.
And it's good to see the community getting behind the club as well. For a smaller club, it's very easy to go and support someone else. But
you ever been to the ground?
I can't say I have.
Don't bother.
I'm not missing out on much.
That's not the message you're trying to put across. we're going to move on to the women's football.
The women's Edinburgh Derby.
Yeah, the big one. Hearts beat Hibs in the Edinburgh Derby on Friday evening.
A 2-0 win with Kathleen McGovern and Megan Bell scoring. McGovern was sent off in true Edinburgh Derby fashion.
21st minute. So you score in the 5th minute and then you get sent off in the 21st. I think that's fair play.
I've heard it was a very, very scrappy game from a Bueno who was in attendance. Mm. Typical Edinburgh Derby.
Yeah.
Sliding tackles and the rest of it.
It's always good to see. It's good to see. I'm not endorsing, you know, sending offs and whatnot, but
it's a typical
in a derby,
derby.
What do you do, you know?
You want to see a bit of fight.
Yeah, like in the Premier League, you see like Liverpool City playing each other, and there's not even a card given in the game, and you think, or Liverpool Man United, these kind of traditional derbies, and you just think, get stuck in a bit. You know? So,
we're not that in Scottish.
Well done, Kathleen McGovern, for getting sent off and scoring.
On to the rugby.
Edinburgh City knocked out of the EPCR Challenge Cup on Saturday in South Africa. It was a big game for them. There's a lot of hype on social media. I've seen it all over Twitter.
It'll be a long flight home.
A long flight
from
home.
Durban. I have to say, I'd never heard of Durban before.
I can't say I have, no.
Yeah.
But I narrowly lost 36-30.
It's a tough game for them.
They were the last Scottish team in the competition, so it would have, if they'd have gone a bit further, it would have been...
Flying the flag for Scotland. What a story. And the rest of the UK. But unfortunately, that's them sent home.
They've got a game against Welsh side Scarlets this Saturday at 7:35, so they'll want to get back on track with a win there. But
hopefully, if they pick up for him, that'll be them back on top.
Yeah, it's
always, good side.
It's rough to go out of a quarter final.
Aye.
That's everything we've got for you today on the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Daniel Angus.
I've been Josh Donnelly.
And I've been Alex Dingwall.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.